Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Cattle Industry Lobby's Colin Woodall joining us in just a moment.
Many producers grow the same crops year after year because there appears to be no other options. Well, Sesico has been providing a solution to this problem for 37 years by developing sesame varieties and production practices that will work on your farm. Sesico is currently offering double crop contracts to producers in Oklahoma and North Texas. Contracts are offered on an acre basis with conveniently located seed dealers and delivery points. To see if sesame will work for you, contact Jared Johnson at 405-531-7840.
Here's your chance to have some fun and support a good cause. American Farmers and Ranchers LEAD program is sponsoring a golf tournament to support State Question 777, Oklahoma's Right to Farm, on July 11. The event will be at the Greens Country Club, one of Oklahoma City's top private golf venues. For more information, go to AFR's website, IAFR.com, or check us out on Facebook. July 11th, Greens Country Club, Oklahoma City.
The concept of a meatless Monday is really all about a vegetarian agenda, trying to get the proverbial camel's nose under the tent, and from there try to expand the anti-meat craze to additional days of the week. Well, it's not just for schools. It's also been talked about within the military. And Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association's D.C. office says a good slapdown to this concept was given in recent days in the appropriations process up on Capitol Hill.
It's a concern because this is a program that's based on a political agenda and not on any fact or science. It's been promoted by the Humane Society of the United States, which we all know is not a fan of U.S. cattle producers. But unfortunately, now they're kind of taking out their agenda on our servicemen and women who need that protein to be able to actively defend our country and do their jobs. And so that's why we want to make sure that we're getting ahead of these programs and protect them from any sort of political agenda. And we saw success last week when Congressman Adrian Smith from Nebraska introduced an amendment to the FY17 Defense Appropriations Bill that would prevent Meatless Mondays campaigns from ever being applied to U.S. military installations.
And as you say, the National Cattlemen's Beef Association supported that legislation in the House. I understand there's also companion legislation in the Senate.
We are currently working with the Senate to try to find an amendment strategy similar to what we saw in the House. The timing on that is a little less clear than where we were with the House right now, but there is a lot of motivation to try to do this and find a way to lock up our military installations and make sure that they can make choices based on their own rather than based on political agendas that are not based on sound science.
And Colin Woodall reminds us that there are people out there that really do not want beef to be included in the diet of any institution, whether you're talking about a school, military, and they come up with these ideas like Meatless Mondays as a result. He says sound science, though, can prevail. We were able to overcome a lot of obstacles, including the arguments over sustainability in the most recent dietary guidelines. Woodall says the industry simply has to stay vigilant.
It is a struggle, Jason, one that we still have not figured out exactly how to overcome, but it is something we spend a lot of time working on. And I think one of the things we need to do is make sure that every time a Meatless Monday campaign comes up, that we take full advantage of it to show the nutritional benefits of beef in a diet, and also to make sure people understand that we're just talking about the consumer having choice. We're not forcing them to eat beef every single day. That's not the request. What we're trying to do is just make sure that they can make a choice based upon all the real information out there and not the made-up information that we see from campaigns such as Meatless Mondays.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
Midwest Farm Shows produces both the Oklahoma City Farm Show in each April and the Tulsa Farm Show in December. The 23rd annual Tulsa Farm Show is planned for December the 8th through the 10th at River Spirit Expo on the Tulsa State Fairgrounds. As Oklahoma's largest indoor farm show with over 400,000 square feet of exhibits, the Tulsa Farm Show is a great place to show off your product or service to the farm and ranch community. Call Ron Boormaster to learn more at 507-437-7969. Midwest Farm Shows, a proud sponsor of the Ron Hayes Daily Farm and Ranch News Email.
At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.